I'll tell you this, though. All the news that is that Hobart, Wisconsin, was named Wisconsin's most boring place. So that's news. Most boring place in Wisconsin, Hobart. And I don't know who decided that. Hobart is up near Green Bay. It's in Brown County. It's a village of 7,861. The most boring place in Wisconsin, according to Road Snacks. So who cares what Road Snacks thinks? Roadsnacks.net. Road Snacks. Well, now I see this. This is ridiculous. This doesn't mean a thing. It says, you know the places, the ones where everyone has an AARP card. Insulting. It's insulting. It's an honor to have one of those. That you've lived long enough to acquire And the most exciting thing they do it all day is post a picture of the grandchild on Facebook. They're criticizing Wisconsin life here. I can't stand it. The site reports Lake Hobart, for instance, in our latest analysis, we found that this city, Lake Hobart, was the most boring city in all of Wisconsin, but there are plenty of other boring, lackluster places in Wisconsin. Thank you so much. The claim drew a reaction from Hobart residents, some of them agreeing, some of them laughing, some of them showing disbelief. We thought we would call out to Hobart. Have we been to Hobart? Do you remember ever seeing a sign that said Hobart?
No, it was Hobart, Indiana, but I didn't know there. I don't know if I'm familiar with Hobart, Wisconsin.
It must be a little off the road there in Green Bay. Lynn, you know where it is, Hobart?
Not exactly.
Not exactly?
Oh, Lynn doesn't know.
Is there a fishing hole? You know, sir?
Yeah, it's up by Green Bay. My sister lives there.
It's up by Green Bay. Your sister lives there. Is your sister boring by any chance? She is? Yeah. There's a very boring sister who lives in Hobart. That's just one example. What? Yes? Surrounded by the Oneida Reservation. Okay. So it's a little like the donut hole of boredom in the middle of the Oneida. Okay. We've been calling out randomly now, or whatever Lyle is actually doing in that booth. I have no idea. Melissa is in Hobart, Wisconsin. Melissa, are you, how do you feel? Are you offended? Melissa, how do you feel?
Hey, everyone from Hobart.
Hey. How's it going there, Melissa?
It's great.
Is it a laugh a minute, actually, in Hobart?
Yeah, sure. It's not as boring as they're intended. We're more of a faith and family type community.
It's a safe community. The kids have a lot of places they can play. You don't have to worry about them, right?
That's correct.
But more than that, there's a lot of entertaining things you can do. Family things and other things, right, Melissa?
Yes, that's correct. We don't have any retail in Hobart. However, we're more community parks and more family-based.
Oh. No resale or retail, did you say?
That's correct. No retail.
Oh, okay. I thought you said resale for a minute, and I thought, God, you should really get a Salvation Army at least in there. So a lot of parks, lots of things to do in the parks.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Soccer, we have fantastic bike and walking trails around the city center.
And what draws the tourists to Hobart, Melissa? Is there an event? Is there Hobart days? Hobart days?
No, we don't have any Hobart days. We have two large golf courses. One is home to the Green Bay Packers.
Fantastic.
And then we have another community golf course as well. Next year we'll be hosting the LPGA.
How about that? That's
amazing.
Yeah,
so how boring is that?
That is not boring. That is close to being exciting.
But close, yes.
Can you go out there and
don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, can you go out there and see actual Green Bay Packers hitting a ball?
Yes, you can. Many of the Green Bay Packers actually reside in Hobart.
Oh, they do.
We are actually Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. See, this is better and better. This is what you got.
It does. Yeah. We have Hollywood fame when he's in town.
The Hollywood press is there?
The Hollywood fame.
You mean his girlfriend?
Absolutely.
She's very good. I saw her on the Oscars. I never actually seen her before. She seems like a very nice person. All right, so you're out there and you got the golf courses, so that draws a lot of tourists. Do you play golf yourself?
I do not.
Yeah.
I wish I knew, but not yet.
The historical sites in Hobart are something that, that everyone could be talking about. I haven't heard them do so. It's famous things that happen in or near Hobart.
Well, that's really where we become boring.
Oh. You mean like nothing has ever happened of historical importance in or near Hobart? There must be something.
Well, we do have the Oneida Reservation, as someone has said in the audience.
Okay.
Otherwise, historical sites, there really isn't many.
Yeah. Is there a casino nearby, perhaps?
We have several casinos nearby.
Okay. See, now this is what we got to be talking about.
Casinos, gambling, yes.
Yes. See, that's a major attraction, and they have parking and all that, and hotels there, but a lot of the overflow would go to Hobart.
Yes, yes. Currently, at this time, we don't have a hotel.
No.
No.
Yeah. No Hobart Inn or Hobart Valley Inn or Red Hobart Roof Inn.
Yeah. That would be maybe your neighbor's house. I'm not sure.
Okay. And then if like people are relocating, you know, a lot of people now are tired of the perfect weather in the South because it's not perfect anymore, thanks to global warming, and are thinking about coming back up north. And would you suggest Hobart as a destination if you want to relocate from paradise?
Absolutely. We are actually one of the fastest growing cities in Wisconsin. We have over a 25% increase in population. I'm also a real estate agent, so absolutely, come to Hobart.
Yeah. Come to Hobart. Is that what we're talking about now? Is that the theme up there? Come to Hobart?
Well, actually, the theme is the greatness is growing.
That's a longer theme.
Yeah, exactly. The greatness is growing.
You know, I'm not too happy with that theme.
Oh.
I like come to Hobart because it's straight, it's direct. Come here, we got, you know, the greatness is growing. It makes me think of all sorts of incompatible things.
That's not good.
No, because great, if it's greatness, then it would already be pretty grown.
Right.
But it's growing, you know, you're afraid it will burst at some point, a burst of greatness. But I get the point. And Hobart, the place to come to, and you love it, and your kids love it. And you, are you native?
No, I am not.
No. Where are you from originally?
Northwestern Wisconsin.
Northwestern Wisconsin. That would be what?
Yeah. Rice Lake.
Rice Lake. Okay, that's nice, too. And
yeah.
It offers a lot of things that they probably couldn't get in Rice Lake, and you know, in a nice, safe, warm, endearing urban environment.
That's correct. If you want to come and
great schools, you know, and great schools.
It is great community school district. We just sure have that.
Yeah, and is there a high school in Hobart?
No, actually, we only have one elementary school in Hobart.
Yeah.
And then the rest is in Pulaski.
Okay, Pulaski is a great place too.
At least in Hobart.
Yeah.
Hobart, you know, we can smell the cow odor versus, you know, city bus exhaust or anything like that.
I love a good cow odor.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And that could be a motto, like right next to Pulaski, I think. Hobart.
Okay. Well, and then we're just, you know, the city next to West Green Bay. So.
Yeah. There you go. All kinds of possibles. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. There's the truth about Hobart, ladies and gentlemen. So don't believe what you hear from some snack.